Hey, Master Soul, Stacy here, and today we are diving into active surrender, chakra one, and we are surrendering to our desires. Now listen, you're here at Master Soul University, and we have done an entire course around what desire means and how to dive deeper into that. So I'm going to cheat on this class because I'm not going to go into explaining what desires are, or how to dive in deeper into desires, or why desiring is okay. I want to get straight to the guts of this lesson and talk about what trusting and surrendering to that desire really is. Now we have to really take one step back and talk about that first chakra, because your first chakra is your root chakra. This is all about making sure that your base needs are met, that you have safety, and that you can feel the craving and the fire and the passion for what it is you are here to create in this lifetime. Desire and safety go hand in hand, and it's a very vulnerable chakra. It's the chakra that probably needs the most love and attention, because in its very nature, safety and vulnerability go together. And so I'm in my red. That this first chakra can be red or black, something that really invokes that safety and that passion and that fire, right? So let's talk about the safety and the vulnerability piece, because to understand desire, we also have to understand that at its root, our basic instincts are to provide shelter, food, to make sure that we breathe. These are our base core needs. And those, it's very interesting, because we don't even question those desires. We don't question the need to have a nice, safe, dry place to rest our head at night. We don't question the desire to feed ourselves, to put oxygen into our lungs. We trust those desires. There's no stories around the fact that we need to eat, sleep, open our eyes, breathe. Now, where it gets tricky is when those desires go beyond basic instincts, where we have stories around what our relationship is to eating, what our relationship is to having that house, what kind of house, where the house is. Right? So you can see where our innate trust is already there around our desires. And we start muddying it up with all of our stories and all of the things that take us further and further away from not trusting our instincts and not trusting the things that we're really craving in our life. We start looking at the lack and the limitation and saying, well, I want, you know, $500 billion because currently I'm lacking it. What we're really lacking in that desire is the feeling that creating $50 billion is going to create in our life. And so when we're talking about trusting our desires, what that gets us is, do we trust the feeling? Not necessarily the thing that we're desiring, but what is it about that desire that creates a feeling space within us? If we're creating, you know, if we're desiring $50 billion, what would that feel like to really have it in a place of non-judgment? So that surrender space isn't so much surrendering to having it. It's surrendering to that neutral place so that we can imagine what it would be like to really fulfill our desire. What would it feel like to fulfill that desire without the stories, without the lack and limitation? You know, I was listening to a talk by Abraham Hicks, and he said something really poignant. He said, in order for us to create something, we have to disassociate ourselves from the not having, For me, that's that place of surrender when it comes to desire. It's this place of neutral where we don't have the stories of what, you know, of how unworthy we are of having $50 billion, or we don't have the story about how in the hell would I ever create that desire? Who would I be if that desire actually manifested in the world? And we don't have, we're able to disassociate ourselves from the story about why we don't have $50 billion in our reality right now. This is a vibrational, neutral place where we're not resonating and we're not, you know, vibrating in excitement around $50 billion, and we're also not vibrating in the fear of having that $50 billion. And that's where that desire and surrendering and trusting our desire really comes into play here. We have to get to a place of neutral where creating $50 billion just is. We're wanting $50 billion just is. Where our desires, they just are. We desire a cupcake. We don't desire, you know, we don't focus on not having a cupcake in my hand in this very second. We don't focus in on the story around what eating that cupcake's gonna do to your ass. We're not focusing in on if only I had this cupcake, I would be complete. We just are simply desiring a damn cupcake. There's no story. There's no attachment. It just is. Just like our desire for safety and base needs. They just are. We desire food to keep going. We desire air to breathe. We desire a warm, safe, dry place to lay our heads every day. And then we upgrade that and say, I desire a, you know, 5-star down bed with however many count Egyptian cotton sheets to sleep on every night. And that becomes just is. Because we trust that that is where our core base instinct need desire is. To surrender to our desire means to surrender to just it being a neutral want. And when we get to that place where the cupcake just is, that we just desire the cupcake, where we just desire high elevation oxygen, where we just desire a mansion in Beverly Hills. And it just is. It doesn't have all of the drama and all of the story. Then we're in a place of surrender. Then we're in a place of trust. Because we have gotten to the place where it just is. So as you work on your trust muscles and as you strengthen your first chakra, the best place to know that you are in a place of surrender to your desire is when the desire just is something that you want. It just is. Now, the beautiful thing about surrendering to that doesn't mean that we're going to go out and create it. What that means is in that place of active surrender is we have fought all of the things that surround the desire, and the desire becomes the vibration that just is. And when we are vibrating at the place where our desire just is, then we get to be an informed choice, because then we have to say, okay, the cupcake just is. Now that we know that the cupcake just is, we vibrate at the same frequency as that desire. And when we are vibrating at the same frequency as our desire, we can create it like that. So in order for us to really manifest our desires, we have to actually surrender to them completely until we get to the place where the desire is neutral. We understand the feeling and we dive into why we want to desire this, what that cupcake would feel like on your lips, what it would smell like, what it would feel like, right? Texturally, what flavor is it? How does it feel when you eat it? What does it feel like when it goes down into your belly? And we get so in the place where we understand the emotional and physical response to our desire. And when we get all the way there, then the cupcake just is. There's no story around it. We know exactly what that cupcake would feel like. The cupcake becomes our reality, and our desire and our trust of wanting that cupcake becomes neutral, because we have allowed ourselves to drop the stories, to drop the distrust of our desire. We've allowed the full trust and the full experience of what it would be like to have that cupcake in our hand. And now we go, oh, it just is. It becomes a base desire, and we can trust it because we know it. And so active surrender requires you to get to a place of, okay, here are the stories, right? Let's talk about that infinity sign. Here are all of the stories. Here's the magnificent emotional and physical response to our desire as if it were here. And now I'm in a place of neutral, and now I can be in choice. Because when we go to a place of active surrender, when we're really surrendering to that desire and we're in that place of neutral, now we have clear thought. And now our downloads can come and into a place that's not emotionally wrought with, oh my gosh-ness. Now, because now we're vibrating at the level that the cupcake is reality, and our downloads can come and say, get in the car, turn, take two lefts. I know you'll find the perfect cupcake at this place. And it allows all of the vibrations that vibrate at that level to just be easy, because now your mind is clear of the clutter. You're in a place of total trust and surrender, and you can make the informed choice, and the next indicated step comes easier and faster because you're coming from a clean, neutral space. So to surrender to your desire, we have to go through the roller coaster of, okay, here are all the stories, and here's all my lack, and here's everything that it would feel like and be like, and now I can just release all of it and trust it because it's neutral. So that is our class on active surrender for that root chakra and that place of desire. Now, in order for you to really dive in, and if you feel that this is a space where your chakra could use a little extra love, you gotta dive into the red, into the black. You have to do things that make you feel safe. I will be putting into the group exercises that you can do, mantras that you can do around safety. But the best thing that you can do, and the best mantra that you can integrate into your system over the next week as you play with trusting and surrendering to desire, is, I am safe to desire. I trust my desires. Right? My desires become real as I raise my frequency and vibration to them. So those three things, if you did nothing but meditate on those three things, have those mantras, I am safe, I'm, you know, to desire, I trust my desires. And then how do I meditate on how and connect, use your process to really dive into trusting your desires. And like everything that we do in Master Soul University, get specific. It's great to do general work on trust and chakras. And listen, you can enhance your root chakra every single day. But when it comes to really actively surrendering and trusting it, let's get specific. Go back and do your desire list from that first course on desire and pick a desire to surrender to. Do the work on a specific desire, a specific cupcake, a specific $50 million, and feel what it would feel like to really surrender into that. Get specific. What would it feel like to surrender to this desire? How can I trust this desire more? How can I get to a place of neutral around this desire? Do the whole work one desire at a time. And you will surrender more and more rapidly to those desires the more you learn to trust the neutral. So I love you guys. I know that this is going to enliven a lot of conversation. And I love you all. We'll talk to you inside the group.